Yes, guys, what's good? You're tuned into Mango Masala, Pi Radio South Asian Show. My name's Gerns. I'm here with Halima and Simran.
Hey, guys.
Yo, yo.
Halima with her signature cough again.
God, you know, like, I've actually had it for years. Like, do you think there's something wrong with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
Oh, no.
And also, like, I feel like having a cough is like the most embarrassing thing. Do you not think it's so embarrassing to cough? Like,
it depends on the circumstance, because I really see BA being somewhere quiet and I'm just like,
you get. Like, when I'm in public and I'm just coughing, I'm like, why am I coughing? I'm a grown adult. Like, I feel like coughing, for me, I really associate coughing with like kids,
with small children, with, yeah. Like, tongue out, mouth like that, wide open. Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
I think it's less coughing and more like a, like having to, like, if you got a runny nose and having to do that, like that.
I prefer that. Because coughing as well,
I
like,
I think that's so much quieter.
Yeah. And also, like, post-COVID, like, oh my God. You like, cough one time in a public space, everyone is looking at you like you're diseased. Like, you might even just have a tickly throat.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway, guys, can't help it.
We ended last week's episode saying, oh, yeah, we won't see you for 2 weeks. Well, yeah. We lied. You're welcome.
We're back. What's up?
So,
can we talk about what's happened?
I'd rather not, okay, until I'm firmly back.
Okay. Well, Carlos is going away
British
somewhere.
Soil.
Carlos and Simran.
I'm not gonna lie, maybe we just don't ever talk about it in case of future.
True say, Carlos and Simran are going away somewhere, and Carlos had a bit of a cuffle, and that's all we can say. Yeah. Hee hee, Mango Masala secret.
Anyway, the point is, we're going away. Well, some of us are going away for 2 weeks. So, obviously not going to do live episodes. So, we were planning on not doing anything for 2 weeks. And then I thought, well, we should still do something. So, I figured
we don't want to leave our fans without. We don't want to leave you guys yearning.
We know what happened last time. You guys were all in our DMs, upset, missing us, wondering where we went. Carlos was only getting married, guys. Nothing major.
Real talk.
So
that was sarcasm. That was so baitly sarcasm.
Anyway, I thought this week we'll do pre-record, and next week I reckon that I will just release the full and edited audio of me and Simran doing our Agony Auntie Valentine special. Because at the moment, people have only seen snippets of it. So yeah, you can have that. You're welcome.
Just free therapy for your head.
But obviously, this is a straight to Spotify episode, which, as these two have been told, means that they can swear if they want to.
It's Ramadan.
I'm sick. Fuck, shit, bitch.
What?
Fumble. Guys, have you seen that? Have you seen that TikTok challenge where parents are putting their kids in like a bathroom and they're saying to them like, any swear word, it's so cute. They're basically like, any swear word you want to say, like, I'm going to leave, I'm going to close the bathroom, and while you're in the bathroom, and only in the bathroom, you have like 30 seconds or like 3 minutes to basically say any swear word you want. And the kids will be like tentatively, sometimes they'll be tentatively looking at the camera and they'll just be like, motherfucker. Or sometimes the parent will barely leave and they're already like, fuck, shit, bitch, motherfucker. It's so funny.
Some of them are feral. And then the other ones, like, they sit there for like silent and like for like a whole minute and they're just like,
They just like, fat.
Yeah.
So funny.
I saw this one, this kid, she was just like, she was silent for so long because she didn't want to say it. And in the end, she just went, stupid.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cute.
My kid's going to be the feral one, just hella swear, just running his mouth.
Anyway, has everyone got out of the system?
I can't, man. It's Ramadan. I'm trying to be on Dean.
Yeah. That's true, actually.
I'm trying to be on the right path.
I'm not.
Well,
me personally.
Maybe we can all take a bit away from that, Simran.
Well, you gave me permission. I take it away.
I gave you permission. Doesn't mean you have to take the liberty, does it?
Yes, of course it does.
Have we had this conversation about like whether we think swearing is bad or not?
Yeah, we definitely
have.
We definitely have. And I remember we both agreed that, like, look, it's not that deep. I just think, me personally, I just would encourage them to heed caution so that they don't get into trouble outside of the family home. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
children.
Me.
Oh, I went for children.
No, I mean, like, I mean, oh, like, yeah. I always have this conversation with people where I, because basically I have like a potty mouth, right? And I'm always getting told.
I can back that claim.
Yeah, and I'm always getting told, like, stop swearing so much, stop swearing. I can't go a sentence without swearing. And like.
But you know what? Like, I think, like, for us, we're so used to people swearing all the time that it doesn't impact anymore. However, if they banned swear words, like, say swear words just became normal words, I wouldn't know how to emphasize points the same way. Mm. Like, I would really lose. But to me, it's not offensive anymore. But I feel like if you said it to someone who's maybe older or someone that doesn't speak like that, then, yeah, they would find it really offensive. But because we're so used to it, it's not offensive more.
I think that's what the point that you made, like, last time.
It's just, like, the evolution of, like, the English language. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Emphasis, like what you're saying, so. Yeah,
I think they're just words. Like, it's literally just a word.
Yeah. However, if you told me that all swear words were no longer swear words, they were just regular words, no offense could be taken, they were just like any old other word, I'd be lost.
Yeah, strips of its meaning a little bit.
I do think there is a little bit of context in the sense that if you are acting physically aggressive with swearing, then I think that in that way it kind of is a bit. It can take things too far. I think, like, I will say, like, that.
I don't think it's a good look when children swear really casually. I think that's really
weird.
When you see, like, a little kid, like, cussing out Santa and, like, using, like, hella swear words really casual. Like, you know the cute ones in the bathroom and they're just like, fuck. Yeah. Like, that's totally different. But, like, I mean, kids that very casually, like, call their parents, like, dickheads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's not a cute look.
I think when you're old enough to be able to kind of use that language, I don't think it's, like, that bad. Like, what is profanity at the end of the day? Like,
do you remember your first swear word? I remember mine.
I think I just always swore. I think I came out of the womb swearing. If you not think I'm bad, like, everyone in my family, oh my god, potty mouth. Like,
oh, but swearing in another language hits so different.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really have a grasp of, like, what is a bad word or, like, what is profanity, because, like, my mom would refer to us, would call us through swear words more than she would our own name growing up. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Like, kutte, like, kamine, like, that's what all the time, every single day, multiple times a day. That's what I got called more than my own name. And, like, my dad, oh my god, like can't get through.
Are you okay?
Can't get through, like, three words without swearing. So
funny.
That's why for me now, like, I was always a lost cause, guys.
It all makes sense.
I grew up in a not very swear, like, in pretty much a non-swear word house.
Can't,
like, if my mum swore, I knew it was something bad. Oh, really? But she's really changed the tune recently. Like, now she's a bit up on.
You know that. You know that funny video. You know that funny video of that guy when he's like, "You're a bloody bastard, you." That one. That's my dad. Like, I'm not even
that guy that got famous for getting hit by a bike.
Was it him? I can't remember what the video was. I just remember there was a funny video of some guy, like some Asian guy, and he's like, "You're a bloody bastard." And that's literally, I'm not exaggerating, that's my dad. Like five times a day he's on the phone. "You bloody bastard, you fat bastard, you this bastard, you that bastard. You motherfucker, so I'm going to fuck you up." I'm not, wallahi, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I'm my dad, but yeah. That's how I grew up, guys. That might explain a lot about me.
Really?
Guys, have you all got Easter eggs?
No.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm asking this bloody wrong crowd. One's going on holiday and one's not Christian.
You know what's the most depressing thing? Like,
I'm so sorry. You got the feathers from your pillow.
It's all right. It comes out of it. Yeah. When was it? It's 2016. So how many years ago was that now? 8. 8 years ago, I came back from holiday just like on Easter weekend again. And it was like Easter Sunday, and me and my sister were like, "Oh, we want Easter eggs." And we went around like, "Oh, we want Easter eggs." But obviously it's bank holiday. So like all of like the big like supermarkets were closed and none of the small ones had Easter eggs. And we literally drove all around Warrington and couldn't find a single Easter egg anywhere. It was
Why
the most
were you dying
depressing
for an Easter
thing.
Egg that much?
Wouldn't have normal chocolate have just sufficed, because it literally
is
just
not,
chocolate.
It tastes different. It does.
No, I know, but does if it? You were like literally gagging for it to the point that you were willing to drive around a whole town to find it, surely you could just settle for a bit of chocolate.
How does it taste different?
I wouldn't.
It just tastes a bit more like manufactured, to be honest, but in a nice way.
It wouldn't suffice because it's not the hollowness of it and like being able to crack it apart.
No, I hear that, but I just don't think
like a pregnant woman, Carlos.
Required. Yeah, literally.
Like, you need a specific craving.
I wouldn't expect you guys to understand.
Sorry, I can't say I'm an
E-sex. Speaking of pregnant women, guess what I ate for dinner the other day?
Hopefully not a baby.
But you had something to tell us, Simran.
A whole jar of pickles.
Oh, I've done that before. I've actually literally... I've done it before. This is when I realised like how much my appetite is acquiescent to my like menstrual cycle, where I think it was like a few days before I'd just come on, and there was one day where all I ate that whole day was cornichons, half a jar of cornichons and raspberry ripple ice cream.
How are you guys having a go at me about what really wanting an Easter egg, and you're here like, oh, I eat a whole jar of pickles?
Because we're women and we have like weird hormones.
So what, that gives you a free pass?
Yeah, we have like weird hormones. Like, why was that all I ate in that one day? It's all I wanted.
Mate, yeah, honestly, I can't be stopped. I actually cannot be stopped. My period cravings cannot be stopped. Now that we're on the subject, let's talk about how my everything is dictated by my menstrual cycle. And only in the last 6 months have I actually clocked onto it, because I think my routine settled a bit. So I think now I'm getting a bit more like normalized through the month, like through the motions. But now I can quite accurately predict what my mood, cravings, what my body's going to look like, how I'm going to digest food, my skin, my hair, like how dirty it's going to get. Like, oh, I am, now I've got it, right? So I feel like I'm managing it a lot better. Yeah. But it just angers me every single month without fail, to the point that like, we just have to go through hell for 3 out of 4 weeks a month.
Oh, you don't understand. If you follow me on Twitter, like, I'm not even joking, every single month, Carlos, do you notice my period tweets? Like every single month I'm on there smack talking my period.
I think it just kind of melds in with all the other smack talk.
I'm smack talking a lot of things. I fucking hate I'm so sorry. I really trust in God's perfect design. Wallahi, I trust in God's perfect design. But like, I fucking hate periods. Like, what do you mean there's a flow of blood from my body and it's not an emergency? What do you, like, if there was a flow of blood from anywhere else in your body, you would be in an ambulance on your way to A&E. They'll be clearing the fucking landing for you. Like, and I have to go through it every single fucking month. And I'm one of those women. Like, there are some women who they just have like their cute little period, whatever, it's fine. Like, it doesn't really impact them. My period, it impacts everything. My sleep, my mood, my eating, my energy, like, everything.
Oh my god, it's like I suffer really bad with like period pains, same. And like I get like symptoms and stuff mostly for the first 2 days, and that's the chill part. That's the fucking chill part, is just bleeding and in so much pain that my legs go numb and tingly.
It happens
that's
to me, my part. Knees are the soles of
that's
my feet.
That's the chill part. I'm nauseous, I'm like faint, I'm faint and lightheaded, my head hurts like a bitch, I'm in so much pain, I'm just curled up in a ball just crying like a TikTok of a dog. But that's the most chill part, because the worst part is the week leading up to that, where I'm not bleeding, but everything sucks.
Everyone is catching a stray. Everyone is catching strays
in
that
mood
in that week.
It's so catastrophic. And I mean that literally, like, I catastrophize. Everything is the worst thing ever, to the point that, like, I literally think I drive myself towards psychosis sometimes, because the way I draw conclusions when I'm, like, pre-menstrual about my entire life, like, something, one little bad thing will happen, and I'm like, oh, everything's shit. Everything sucks. And then I literally, like, drive myself crazy, and I just sit there in a deep depression, and I'm just like, oh my god. Then the blood comes and I'm like, ah, that makes so much sense. Okay, I'm blessed for another 4 weeks now.
Yeah, honestly, I fucking no, but do you know what though, like, blessed for another 4 weeks is even fucked, because see me, I actually sat down and I broke it.
I say blessed lightly,
I broke
because it just
down
back up again.
Right, I broke it down where it's like, say day one of your like 28 day cycle, whatever, it's like day one of your period will last about 5 to 6 days. Cool. Then you have like a few days where like you're fine. I get post-period cramping. I don't know if you get this. I get a few days of post-period cramping. And then like another 2-3 days that I'm fine. And then I have like a 5 to 6 day ovulation window. And then I have like another few days where I'm fine. And then I have that PMS week. And then that week is hell as well, by the way. I'm so fucking moody. Like, I will cuss anyone the fuck out. Like, in my family, I feel so bad for them. Like, inshallah, when I'm rich, I will like adequately financially compensate them for all the weeks of PMS hell that I have given them. You can't even look in my direction. You can't breathe in my direction without catching a stray. You know what? Like, you know when men say to you, like, oh, are you coming on your period or are you on your period? Like, typically it's misogynistic. No man has ever asked me that question and been wrong. or like been on, and it has been unfounded, and then you're back on your fucking period. That's like, so in that entire week, in that entire month, sorry, there's maybe cumulatively about 6 days where I'm all right.
But it's like, it's not okay, forget the mood, the sleep, the like the phases, the pain, the physical symptoms. It's even the stuff like how dry your skin's gonna be. Do you have to change your skincare routine?
Is your hair gonna get greasy, like how really bloated fast? You are.
Are you gonna how much, are you gonna digest
how much you
your
can
food?
Eat
is
yep.
food is food that you ate a week ago now gonna make you look 8 months pregnant?
Trust me,
like
trust
are you
me.
Gonna be in so much trust pain me. And gassy and like just yep. bloated yep. fuck.
Or like, the week before,
is your sleep gonna go to shit? Can you sleep like 13 hours and still feel tired as hell? Like
the week before my period, I'm eating like a thief. I am eating like the world is ending tomorrow. And then the week, the week of my period, I have no appetite. I can't eat. Love that for you.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Love that for you, guys. If you're a man and you're listening, send a woman in your life some money right now.
Yeah.
Your friend, your sister, your mom, just send them some money.
And us, my sort code is...
just say solidarity, guys.
Solidarity.
I've actually done it before where like, I've messaged the group chat and been like, guys, we need to talk about periods next week because I've just been having a shit time. I hate them.
Anyway, as a closing thing, I thought seeing as this is a bit of a nonsense episode, we should... finish with a bit of a nonsense conversation. Yeah, Simran, that doesn't involve biting your microphone.
Sorry.
Anyway, seeing as one member here seems to be completely obsessed in an ironic sense before we get cancelled with gay son, thought daughter, I thought let's do some hard would you rather questions.
Shout out
Kadeem. These questions always remind me of Kadeem.
And if you want my answer, it's both.
Yeah, both.
That's the correct answer. Right. Here's one that I think I know the answer from for Halima at least. Would you rather be forced to leave your home country, never to return, or never be able to leave your home country?
I'd just rather not come back, sorry.
Right, but what if we're considering your home country to be Bangladesh?
I'll just have to take that L. I actually would just have to take that L. Like, I'll just move my family out where I could see them.
Fair.
And I'll like, just go as close to like, the Indian border as I can. And I like, just look at it over the invisible partition.
Simran, what about you?
Yeah, no, I'm out.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would be like, oh yeah, I'd rather stay 10 toes down.
There's too many other countries. It?
No, Carlos, fuck off.
I don't care.
England?
You'd rather stay here and never go anywhere in your life. You're mental.
I don't really care that much. It's getting sunnier here every year as well. Like, it's fine.
Wow. Yeah, but the politics are getting worse.
That is a good point.
A year on year, they surprise me more and more.
Surely it's got to get better though. Right, guys? At some point.
Well, you're going to stick around to find out.
Yeah, but
more.
Carlos is like a very homebody, so I don't, like, I'm actually, like, thinking about
I'm not that surprised, but he is the literal inventor of Bad Vibes Island, so in that sense, I'm surprised.
But Carlos also can just get on with it, I think. I think...
Considering he's someone... Yeah. He jumps on radio every weekend and sings Bad Vibes Island, and then pisses on the government.
But also, like, obviously, like, there are... Like, I think you do live, like, like a position of relative privilege.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. If I like came from no money and I didn't, well, I mean, literally we're recording this on equipment and a camera and whatever. If I didn't have anything, then yeah, sure. I'd probably, but then also would I have experienced it? I don't know.
And also like the politics that we talk about, like a lot of it you are protected from as well.
That's
I mean?
True.
Like,
yeah.
A lot of it you talk about in solidarity.
Yeah.
Mm.
True.
I'm not surprised.
I just want to be in my bed.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, do you know what? Like, as someone who does travel around a lot and who really does have a disdain for the UK, I do get very homesick.
Hey, like, this is a good question that me and Mayan can disagree on.
What?
Do you prefer your own bed or hotel beds?
My bed.
Yeah, I prefer own bed. Mayan, because I don't know, hotel beds are so much nicer. I hate hotel beds. Like, it depends. I can never get properly comfy. It depends, though,
because there are some hotel beds.
I don't hate them.
No, they're...
But it's the environment.
There are some hotel beds that are, like, great and fantastic, and they're so cushy. But my... You guys have never been on my bed. My bed is really comfy. I've got a memory foam mattress topper. It's extremely comfy. And also, like Simra said, like, your bed is in your room. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like your...
Whereas, but my... second and third year Liverpool house bed and bedroom over any bed I've ever been in my life.
Really? Why?
The vibe's absolutely immaculate. Oh, absolutely really? Immaculate. It was a great room.
Yeah, no, my bed, my own bed. I love my bed. Oh, I love my bed so much. Seriously.
It's making you excited thinking about
I'm
it.
I'm very tethered to that wooden.
You'd say she's making you excited.
No, I said it's making you tired
thinking about it.
Thinking
about it is, yeah.
Not excited.
I've spent so much time in bed, guys. It's unnatural. It's actually unnatural.
Right, would you rather, which was the good one, would you rather be able to run really fast or fly?
Fly.
Like super speed.
Fly?
Yeah, fly. Because then you can go other countries.
But what if you're flying at like 5 miles per hour?
Nah, you can fly faster than that.
Does it matter?
No, I'm saying you can only fly at 5 miles per hour.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You still go to other countries. Whereas, where am I going to run in the UK? I'm just going to run really fast to Scotland.
Well, you can run so fast that you can run on water. Have you seen The Incredibles?
No.
I knew you were going to say some stupid contingency shit like that. You know, I knew you were going to say some stupid shit. Like, you can run past the people at the boarding gates of a plane, like, and go somewhere else. I thought
about the water thing as well. I thought about the water thing because then that way you could transcend, like, borders and boundaries. But also, when you fly... it's just a bit more fun. It's just a bit more exciting. I think you could cover more ground if you're flying, you know. Because, like, if you're flying, you could fly anywhere. Whereas if you're running, you'd have to run on paths. Like, even if it's, like, different surfaces, like, you couldn't run through someone's gaff. Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
So, fly.
Fair enough. What else is there? Would you rather read all the comments in this Reddit thread or resume the work you are most likely actively avoiding right now?
What? Say that again?
Would you rather read all the comments in this Reddit thread or resume the work that you are most likely actively avoiding right now?
Mate, my procrastination at work knows no bounds.
I really can't. I forgot what it's like to work already, guys. I really can't relate.
The way my friends will open TikTok and it's like 10:30 in the morning and they've already got like 25 things from me is so awful.
I love TikTok.
Oh my gosh, this one. Would you rather change gender every time you sneeze or... not be able to tell the difference between a baby and a muffin? you need deep that one.
Yeah,
because
if you see
gender.
A muffin, you might want to eat it.
Exactly.
It might just be a baby.
Exactly.
Gender. I wouldn't mind. I think it'd be quite fun.
I'd go for the muffin one because then I'll just avoid all muffins and I'll just eat cupcakes instead.
But what if you like have a baby and then you don't tend to it because you think it's a muffin? Just like, oh, it's got mold, you're chucking in the bin.
So this might be
the weirdest.
So then basically every time you sneeze, you would have to sneeze in pairs.
Well, unless you are, like, you can have a few days as a boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind just walking around like a boy for a little bit and then sniffing some pepper and then being a girl again.
Yeah, true, you can make yourself sneeze.
I got allergies, man.
That's true, you do sneeze a
lot. I sneeze bad.
I was going to say, for the hay fever people, they'd be screwed.
I took antihistamine literally right before I came because I was sneezing so much.
Guys, this might be the weirdest segment we've ever done.
I'm here for it.
I'm kind of here for it as well.
This is what, you know what, this is the type of stuff that we should be doing as a radio station on DAB. Yeah. This is what commercial radio is, these types of conversations.
We give you elevated content every single week, I hope you guys realise.
Okay, so I'm thought door.
Both. They asked that, someone was asking it at
the
Oscars.
They were asking, yeah, someone was asking this.
People were answering as well, like, honestly.
But have you seen those memes that have come out and it's like, oh, when you choose dot daughter and now you have to take all our Instagram. They were like really funny, like lighthearted memes. They were just very funny. I can't explain that. I'm too tired.
Would you rather be able to speak all the languages of the world?
Yes.
Or play every single musical instrument, including be able to sing? No, it's not. I'd rather do musical instruments.
I'd rather do languages because you could just keep.
Yeah, languages.
The world is like your fucking oyster.
Yeah, but yeah. Imagine what,
because like from a philosophical point of view, the languages one is so much more useful because of just like learning about the world and immersing in cultures and stuff. Whereas the musical instrument is a bit more limited.
But there's no barrier to access, like for any culture, people. You can conversate with every single person in the world.
Yeah,
something about that seems a bit too easy to me. Do you know what I mean? It kind of takes away that. I feel like sometimes it's nice to have that bit of like a barrier between people, you know what I mean? Like prison, I feel like it's almost
you
like
would, you fucking antisocial fucking.
Oh, I was waiting to see which route you were going down then. I wasn't sure whether it was descendant of colonizers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's where I thought you were going.
Right. I think trolling Carlos for being half white. Quite
final question. Would you rather fart purple smoke or sweat green liquid?
Oh, fuck.
Fart?
Yeah.
Because you can control your fart.
You can control it. Also, you could just go into like little corner and just do it. Like, just like a quick. Or like go bathroom and just do it. Whereas.
But that's what I mean. You can control your farts. You can't really control sweat.
But also, guys, I'm going to say.
What if you went gym?
Also, guys, I'm not going to lie. See me yet. I'm kind of like a lizard. I don't actually sweat. Have you ever seen me sweaty, Carlos?
It's true, but like you seem like the type of person that's like more cold a lot of the time.
Oh, because I'm fucking anemic. Yeah. No, but even like at the gym and stuff like that, like someone will do like an identical workout to me, and I don't swear, and I also don't have.
What's that?
Also don't have BO, guys, and my farts don't smell. Wallahi, hand on my heart.
I think didn't it come out that like Asian people have not? We don't have the thing for BO. I think I might be making that up. You know?
I definitely don't. I actually don't. Like Quadri used to say to me all the time. He's like, "How are you just like such an unsmelly person?"
I love
that's
that.
Really
good
interesting because obviously a racist trope is that South Asian people smell.
Oh, don't get me wrong, my fucking clothes. When I walk through my mum's fucking house, my fucking clothes will smell. But me, like my person, my body, like I don't sweat, and even when I do sweat a little bit, like there's no BO. I don't think I've ever had BO in my life. And my farts don't smell as well; they're just really loud. No, seriously, my family will tell you.
This is the content that we're going
we're
out.
We're really
our way
getting after 3 years, guys. We're really getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot for tuning in, guys. We'll be back next week with the Valentine's, well, delayed Valentine's Agni Anti special.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Oh, enjoy. Bye. Enjoy. Bye, guys.